Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, here's your drinks.
We're back.
Gracias.
There you go.
Thank you.
Let's get it going. The next meal is Brahma steak, kicked in a Safeway and imported to this bar right here, right now.
Yeah.
Let me go get that.
I forget what this one was about.
When was the last time you had a good steak?
Oh, when we went when we vacationed down in in Aruba. They had some great steaks
in
there. The restaurants were fucking sick.
I haven't had a good steak in a while.
Really?
I don't actually know the last time I had steak.
Really?
I just made one 2 nights ago.
Did you?
Yeah, we never eat steak.
What kind? Like, what cut?
It was a New York strip.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I made it in the pan.
Classy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You got your butter?
Hell yeah. Some thyme.
Based that.
Do you have a cast iron here?
Nah.
Nah.
Wish.
We got one, like, recently.
Oh, wait, we do, but we never
used
it.
It's pretty sick.
They're expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
We have a little one, so I always need a big
Yeah,
thing,
I know what you're saying.
So it's kind of useless, unless I'm making, like, eggs.
Yeah. Mm.
I got eggs, man.
Exactly.
But now that it's getting nice, you can use a grill.
I know.
True.
I love grilling steak, man.
Yeah.
The char
dude,
on a grill.
I'm just hyped to be drinking outside again, dude. I
yeah,
just drink.
We gotta get a beach
it's
day.
It's one
going.
Of the best. Even I'll drink beers in the backyard while someone grills, dude. I'll fucking
beer Olympics.
Beer Olympic
get that
pod.
Oh,
bro,
get
that'd
it
be
outside.
Crazy.
It's already written down.
Is it
really?
Yeah. Oh damn,
dude,
we gotta record it though.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna
be crazy.
Oh, yeah, with the camera and shit.
Yeah.
We'll get it. Yeah, we'll get it going.
Oh, we're talking.
Dude, beer Olympics last
we're brainstorming
year
now,
was
dude.
Insane.
Wait, were you not there?
I had no. I was there for the beginning, and then I left, and then I was there for the end. I'm pretty sure. Because
okay.
I could.
Saying? I was going to say for everybody listening, we had a beer Olympics with all of our friends, and we had a bunch of mini games and teams, and basically all the games were just drinking games, and it was all outside. It was fucking awesome.
It was
and it
so
went
much fun.
It went late too.
Yeah. I remember.
We didn't
because I came back.
It. Yeah, we didn't
I came back.
It. But what was the best one? What was that game?
Beer ball.
Beer
ball gets
bro.
Intense.
God,
that
beer
was
ball
gets
crazy.
Intense,
so
dude.
Fun.
Chris was so
he was trashed
up.
And
like,
he got tilted,
beer.
Dude. He got tilted, didn't he?
He got
did
mad.
He get angry?
Well, no,
he
we got mad. We got mad at him.
Yeah,
like
because he was
Bob was actually pissed at him.
Yeah,
and then we were making fun of him all night. Yeah, it was. That shit was so fun, though.
Chris, I love you, dude.
He doesn't listen to this shit.
Yeah, but he will one day.
No, he won't. One day. In the time capsule. All right. Let's move on. But yeah, that's going to happen. We're going to record it. It's going to be dope.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, as you know, in the UFL, there's a new rule. Well, I'm sorry. The UFL has a different rule than the NFL with kickoffs, where instead of having the guys run as soon as the ball is kicked,
they're already down there, right?
They are. I don't know exactly where they stand. I think they're at like the 20 or 25 of the receiving end, and they can't move until the. What do you call the person that catches the ball?
The receiver.
The kick returner?
Yeah, the
punt
return man.
Well, I guess it's not a punt. Yeah.
All right.
Kick or like the return man.
Whatever. Yeah, so they don't move until he catches the ball.
But
and
they're moved up the yard line, right? They're like,
yeah,
they're almost like halfway there.
Yeah.
More than that. I think they're on the 25 yard line of the receiving player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, but they're faced each other.
They're like right next to the defense or like
they're
the defenders.
Front,
yeah.
The offense and defense are right in front of each other. They're like 10 yards apart. So there's no running start.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I guess the biggest thing is there's no running start.
Yeah, you can't build up a ton of momentum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's what they're trying to avoid. Yeah.
Right. So, as you guys know, or you may not know, Destroy.
Destroying,
Destroying. He plays for
YouTuber.
The Brahma whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know the name of the team. But he finally got his opportunity to play for a team. He's a punter, or he was a punter that turned into a YouTuber, or field goal guy, kicker, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think he does it all. He's just a leg.
Yeah. So he finally got an opportunity to play for a AAA football team,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call them. And he got pretty badly hurt on a kickoff that's supposed to be safer than the NFL kickoff, which, by the way, I didn't mention. The NFL is implementing this kickoff next year.
Yeah.
Like this year coming up?
Yes.
Really?
So,
I thought it was going to be the one after.
I could be wrong, but
I have no idea.
It's coming up either way.
Soon enough.
So he fractured a couple bones in his neck.
Yeah,
making a tackle on the kick return. So I will say, he does not know how to tackle for shit.
No.
So there is that aspect. So you could say that it's his fault that he just didn't know how to tackle the guy. But do you guys think that this new formation will be safer in the NFL than the one they had last year? And do you like it?
I see what they're shooting for with giving them less momentum, but I feel like from where they're lining up, like I've seen like clips of it, I feel like there's going to be a lot of holding. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there might be a bit of holding.
You think so?
Yeah. That might go uncalled or called, and either way is not good, you know?
True.
Like an uncalled hold is like just as bad as a...
Them starting up so far is going to slow down the game a bit, and then like obviously
I think
like
those defenders are going to have more time to be on those like tacklers. You know what I'm saying? Because it turns into a wrestling match right there because they don't have the momentum of like laying blocks down.
Yeah.
Or like catching blocks. It's like an O line versus D line which feels like it's going to be like a little bit of a longer time than an actual play. You know.
Yeah.
If a ball was snapped.
Do you think that them changing this rule gives the returning team an advantage?
It does. Yeah.
I definitely 100%. Think it does.
Yeah. I also think because no one can move until that return man touches the ball. Right. There's going to be. Yeah. Like penalties on guys that move too early, you know what I'm saying? Like, which is, you're going to want to move as fast as you can. Like, you know, I think it's going to add a whole different set of weird penalties. Yeah. It could, at least. It's possible.
I think the big reason, honestly, it seems to me like the NFL, like, they're kind of saying that this is about less injuries and stuff like that. But I think the bigger impact that this is probably going to have is that it's going to force teams not to always want to just take the knee after catching the ball.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah,
I think that's awesome.
Because then there's a little bit
more. Returns are more fun. Like, yeah, returns are just more fun than
something more interesting on a return than just dudes taking the knee and starting at the 25.
And I think removing the momentum aspect gives the kick returner more of an opportunity to actually get a kick return.
Yeah.
Because that's extremely rare, rightfully so. It shouldn't be easy.
It's supposed to be hard to return a kick.
Yeah. So if it becomes too easy, they have to figure something out.
I mean, the other thing that could happen, I know this isn't really, I guess we're just talking about the kick. The other thing that could happen is that kickers just fucking launch it every time.
And they never let them catch it.
Yeah. Depending on how this shakes out.
But then they could just move the kicker back.
Because if they if they keep like scoring, then the kicker is going to be told to never let them even touch the ball.
Yeah, why would you let them touch the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I about to say? Oh, the part that you were saying about how people are going to move too early before the ball is caught, I do see that being a problem, especially because they're going to be 25-ish yards away.
Yeah, they're going to be a bunch of dudes in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're all the way,
if you're like closer to the sideline, like how realistically are you going to be able to see the guy all the way back there?
I think if anything, they should have had either a visual or an audio cue when to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or
but
like
even
a
that
whistle
could be hard too, like a whistle maybe, like you can't move until that whistle's blown, and that ref is watching the ball
get
called.
What if the ref is sleeping?
I know what you're saying.
Happen.
It's human error, and
what I'm saying though is like they're adding a lot more variables if they start doing that than there were before. You know what I mean? Like already like making it so
a lot
that
more
like
moving
the,
parts.
Yeah, like now that they have to wait till the kicker is. Like has the ball, or not the kicker, the receiver has the ball, like it already adds another moving part to the whole equation of like kickoffs, and then they also have to wait. It's a lot more complicated now. So I think that, like you said, like especially this year, there's probably gonna be a lot of foul calls.
Mm-hmm. Just because guys don't fully know the rules yet, like the rules are still being worked out.
I think it'll be pretty stressed. I mean, it's a pretty big. I mean, most of the guys that are on special teams only do
special teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
True.
I don't like
special
I don't,
players.
I don't think that they're not going to know the rules, but I think still like it's going to be hard to be on top of it because it's going to be hard to fucking tell like when the guy catches the ball unless some kind of cue.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
it definitely there needs to be something at it where they know when they can move. Otherwise, they're not going to know. You're not going to be able to see from where you are if you have these big ass dudes.
You're just watching
in front
the ball the whole time, and then you have to spin around and block a dude who's already coming at you.
That's another thing.
He can watch the ball the whole way, and then it's caught. He's going. You're spun around. You look back. I don't know how much yardage is between the two guys. You might have enough time to spin around and lay a block down, but who knows?
You don't really need to, because as soon as they move, you move. You don't need to know when the ball's caught.
True, yeah. So I guess you could just watch the other guy. When they start moving, you're like, all right, we're moving. I guess so.
It's kind of like when you're a defensive and offensive lineman, whoever jumps first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's who the penalty's on. But
the other aspect about it, I guess, is just, is it actually going to be effective in keeping people safe?
Yeah.
We'll find out after the first few years. I feel like it'll take a couple of years, unless it's like glaring. Unless a few guys go down. Early.
I think in theory it seems obvious it should be safer this way. That these guys aren't going to have nearly as much momentum. Like they're not going to be full sprint, because before they have way too. Like I mean, not that they've had too much space. It's just how football was, but like they had a lot of space to gain some momentum, and now you can't just crash into these dudes
for real.
So.
Like destroying did, dude. His awful tackle, dude. As a kicker, what are you laying a hit down like that for? That return man is still twice your size. He runs past fucking four guys who are gonna lay a hit. You know what I'm saying? These guys are gonna lay a hit too. That he burns right by to hit. You know, let one of these big fuckers do it. You fucking dumbass.
I think he was just trying to.
He was trying to compete. He was being a competitor. I get it. He was, he's trying to be a gamer and fucking and lay some wood. You know,
game over. Sheesh. Yeah, I definitely think in retrospect it should make the game safer, but I guess technically in that situation, Destroy is still doing it the original way you would do it.
He went full momentum because he had the momentum. He starts all the way back there.
Yeah,
right. So that
I'll tell you what though, the kicker being the last man up though leaves a lot of situations where it's a 1-on-1 with that kicker.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
A lot of space between blockers and him,
and now you're both full speed. Like I think a lot of kickers are gonna duck out of the way.
There's no shot if you have a full open field that a kicker is going to catch a kick returner.
Yeah, but if you're avoiding, so because of where that line is, that kicker is going to get up to you around when that return man's avoiding that last tackle to break free. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not going to – it's not very often they break free on just a full sprint. You know, they have to make a move or two to get away. Mm-hmm. And that's usually when that kicker is going to get there. There's going to be a lot of times, I think, where that kicker's the last man there and he's going to have to do something, you know?
Yeah, and if he doesn't start sprinting as soon as he punts the ball, he's screwed.
Yeah.
Because he's not going
to
catch a guy.
Because if they get by him, now, either you have to catch him or you have to lay a hit down. And either way, we just saw that doesn't really, it's not the best move if you're the size of a kicker, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I like that they're implementing – it's making the UFL useful.
Just trying out rules. They're like the fucking test subject.
Uh-huh. Maybe they'll implement the 1-2-3-point – 3-extra-point thing, too, that they do.
The 3-extra-point?
So, I think in the UFL, there's no after – there's no
I don't know.
There's no field goal after a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no extra point.
So instead, you can go for 1 from the 5 or 2 from the 10 or 3 from the 15 or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. So maybe
interesting. I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure that's a rule.
That's kind of cool. That's funky.
It's interesting. I mean, I think that a small critique, if there's critiques of football, one of the big ones is definitely just kicks in general.
Yeah.
To be honest.
A growing conversation.
Yeah, field goals and having to kick the ball at all.
Killing time to kick a field goal and win.
It's
people
kind of
get really mad.
Stupid.
I kind of like it. I kind of like that there's a little aspect like that within
I
the NFL.
Get it. I like it and I don't. I get it because it's also on your defense to not let them get down within field goal range. Your defense to stop them from getting 50 yards, to be in field goal range. Mm-hmm. If your defense can't do that, do you deserve the win at the end of the – you know what I'm saying?
But my thing is that there's nothing exciting about kicking a field goal or just a kickoff almost ever in the NFL nowadays, unless it's at the end of the game.
Yeah, like kickoffs suck now just because they're always touchbacks.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, who was the guy that was it Percy Harvin or the return specialist?
Oh,
who was the
know.
Fucking return specialist who's like returned more touchdowns than anyone else?
You know who I think of? Fucking what the hell is his name? The Joker.
Oh,
Cordero?
Yeah, Cordero Patterson. He has so many, but I don't think that's who you're talking about.
See, no, he's an old player.
I think the thing with kicks that makes it interesting is that there's another way to score points. You know what I'm saying? Instead, it would just be 7 or 0, you know?
Oh, well, so yeah, I know.
I think that it makes it more strategic having a 3-point field goal.
Yeah. No, it does.
The record holder is Cordero, but I'm thinking of someone else.
Wow. Look at that. I was right.
He's the Joker for a reason. I know who you're trying to think of.
It's like, it's fucking, it's gonna piss me off, dude.
George Pickens.
No, it's like Percy Harvin or like Peyton Hillis. Is it Peyton? No, he was a running back. Go ahead, you guys keep doing your thing.
I think it's, Frank McBride, maybe?
No.
Come on, dude.
It was Percy. Oh, no, Devin Hester.
Ah.
Devin Hester was the name. That's who I'm thinking of.
I know who you're
And he's tied for, like, ninth. He's not even, like, the highest one.
Damn.
But he, like, I think he's like a receiver where, like, almost all his touchdowns were like, kick returns or something like that.
Mm.
Like, that's what he's just known for.
Yeah. Mm. Well, my biggest concern about it, honestly, like, I think that, like I already said, it's going to be safer. I think there's almost no question about it. But I have concerns that it's going to be too good for the receiving team. Like, you're going to be able to get so much yardage after catching the
too
ball.
Too easy.
Yeah, it might be. It might end up being too easy. I mean, we don't really know.
Or it might be too hard. I just hope both teams have fun.
I know it's nice that the UFL, right?
Yes, UFL.
It's nice that the UFL is there to, like, kind of test these things. But they're also not the same caliber of players.
Not even close.
Yeah. So it's like, I really think that, like, basing rules off of them, like, it's nice. Like, I think that, like, it's definitely, I don't know. If you're going at from the aspect of, like, health concerns, it's safer. But I don't know if it's going to be better for the game is all.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue that might arise is that there's going to be either you get nowhere or you get a touchdown. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where they're lined up, you're either going to get stopped at like the 25 or you're scoring a touchdown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really think that we might just see teams not even test it. Like, you might just see every single kickoff just get fucking touchback.
Yeah.
Because I, like, why would you...
That's what I would do.
Why would you risk it?
Yeah, especially because, like, this early on, just, like early, like touchdowns you can't stop.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm curious to see how it works. I really am.
I guess I guess it could be solved a little bit if we just watched a little bit more of the UFL. Like our questioning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
true.
I don't watch enough of it. Like, it might be working.
I don't
for
know
them,
either.
There's, you know?
There's too many other sports right
I know.
Now. I can't be doing that. All right, let's move on to Quizzo.
Quizzo.
Alrighty, dude.
You better be.
Big questioning.
Question. What's your favorite color?
No way.
Next. Pass.
Wrong. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, number one. In the Harry Potter series.
God fucking damn.
We're cooked.
I'm fucked.
What is the name of the pub in Hogsmeade frequently visited by Hogwarts students?
I'm not going to get that.
Do you? I can give you a hint. It might not help, but it might.
Can you give us a hint?
They have the pub in Universal Studios.
Yeah, it's not going to help me.
Florida.
I'm going to take a guess here. There's no way.
You might know it when I tell you, but I
don't. I probably won't
recognize
know.
The name. I don't know.
Yeah.
The top of my head.
I'm going to
you know
be
what's
honest.
Funny? I did a full watch through of all the Harry Potter movies like 2 years ago.
I don't know if it's in the movies. It might be a book thing.
Oh, bro.
No, I know. I think they go to a bar in the movies.
I don't know if they name drop
it. I don't know if they name drop it, but I know they go to a bar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, I apologize.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. You ready?
Sure.
Number two.
Wait, you read the books?
No.
You just looked up.
Who do you think you are?
For real.
I am.
He didn't even read the book.
Yo.
Who do you think you are?
That's a crazy line.
I know,
is
right?
That the bowling guy?
Yeah. It's crazier when you know he's yelling at like an 11-year-old.
What?
He's yelling at an 11-year-old or like a 12-year-old kid.
That guy's nuts.
The 12-year-old's like heckling him the whole tournament, like the whole game, dude. And at the very end, he turns around and he yells it at a 12-year-old kid.
I guarantee you that guy was coked up.
Bro.
I love that guy, dude.
Dude, when he retired in the highlight reels of him,
yeah,
of him like bowling and like talking all this
talking shit.
And bro, they had the that Metro song.
Yeah, dude.
what the superheroes and villains or something like that, dude. It's so crazy.
And he's like, love me or hate me. You watched, and then the beat drops, and he's just fucking hitting
And you see him just ripping the bowling ball in the alley, bro. And they're all striking.
The sickest edit. The sickest edit, bro.
It was
awesome. That one edit, dude. I forget. I don't even know his name. What the
hell? I don't know his name either.
That one edit.
It's fucking awesome. We'll show you after the pod. All
right, sounds good.
You don't even know what we're talking about?
No, I do. I'm the one who said the quote.
We're gonna pull it off.
Oh, dude. I don't know.
But the edit.
Oh,
the edit.
The edit is crazy. It's like a 2-minute video, but it's fucking, not even. It's actually kind of awesome.
It goes hard.
Yeah.
All right, number two. What is the SI unit of force? What is force measured in?
We were talking about this the other fuck, literally yesterday at work. Fuck, dude.
I don't think, if neither of you know, I can give you a hint.
Oh. No, we did.
Huh?
We did something like this on a quizzo, like what, like a week or two ago? I think it was like...
It was a unit of something.
Like energy, right?
Yeah, it was
energy.
Joule was that one joules? Of them. And then we also did amp, I think.
Amp was for like the electric or something like that. Right?
Yeah, that beats me.
Dude, we were talking about this literally at work. I don't think I'm going to get this.
You want a hint?
Yeah, can we get a hint?
All right, so it is named after one of the like pioneers of science. Pioneers of, I guess, physics, I'll tell you.
I'm not sure.
I think I know it.
All right, number three.
I'm not confident.
This is, dude, Quizzo, kind of tough this week, I'm not going to lie. Number three, who was the leader of the Soviet Union during World War II?
Oh, wait. This might be a trickaroo.
I'm just going with what ChatGPT told me.
No, I think it's this guy.
You got anything, Mark?
No.
Come back to it.
No, you're fine. I got it.
Okay.
I don't have it right, but there's an answer.
All right, cool. Number four. What continent is the Sahara Desert located?
This one.
Continent?
Yes. Yeah, this one I'm pretty confident in.
Ooh, I see what you did there. Confident continent?
Yup.
Good for you, man. What popular Italian dessert consists of layers of coffee-soaked ladyfingers and mascarpone cheese, often dusted with cocoa powder on top?
I have this one, too.
Fuck.
This might be where I climb back if he doesn't have this one.
Dude,
this might be a split. I'm not... the first three, I'm wrong. The last two, I'm confident.
You never know. You might...
No, dude, I'm fucking off.
Ladyfingers?
Because I remember we were talking about the force one like the other day at work, and what I wrote doesn't ring a bell to what we were talking about.
So you ever watched Star Wars? They use the force.
No, I never seen that.
Man, this is bullshit. All right, let's just go.
You should know that one.
I should know that
You're
one.
You're disgusting. Yeah. You disgust me.
Whatever.
All right, number one. In the Harry Potter. Harry Potter series. What is the name of the pub in Hogsmeade frequently visited by the Hogwarts students?
I took a shot in the dark. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you can.
I said the Witch's Kettle. I just took
a shot. I said the pub of choice.
Nice. I like that.
Nice. All right. You're both wrong.
What was it?
The Three Broomsticks.
Oh, okay.
You've heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that. But I like where my head was with Witch's Kettle. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you would have guessed that, bro.
Or the Witch's Cauldron would have been better.
Oh, yeah.
It's still not right, but...
All right, what is the SI unit of force, number two?
You want me to go?
Yeah.
I said newtons.
I said ohms. OHMS.
Oh, that's definitely it. Yeah, I was definitely wrong.
All right, the correct answer is Newton.
Oh!
All right, I guess.
I forget what ohm is. I think it's frequency or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, ohm is something. I know.
Hertz is frequency, I think. Wait, is it?
I think you're right. I forget what ohm is. I learned about it in school, but I don't remember anything.
Fuck, dude. He's got a lead on me.
I didn't mean to say that.
He's got a lead on me.
Wait, what?
Because I was like, oh, I think you're right.
Yeah. No, I knew I wasn't right. I knew I wasn't right.
All right, number three. Who was the leader of the Soviet Union during World War II?
You want to go?
I took a shot in the dark, dude. I know it. I feel like this is too old for Putin. So I heard this name before, and I don't even know. Is it... Zelensky.
Isaiah.
I put Joseph Stalin.
It's Stalin.
Well, I mean, I thought he was Italy, bro.
I was thinking of the guy. Who's the other
guy? Who is Italy? I thought Stalin was Italy.
No, Zelensky is the fucking guy in charge of, what the hell is...
The battle bus.
No, bro, not the battle bus. Ukraine right now.
Oh, is
I'm
he?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay.
He's like the prime minister of Ukraine, I think.
Fucking,
Dude, somebody's listening to this and being like, these guys are fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I love history, but I'm terrible at it.
Dude, I could have swore Stalin was Italy. Who's he? Oh, Mussolini is Italy.
Yeah,
fuck, dude.
That's pretty good that you know that, bro.
Dumb.
I don't know.
No, because I thought I know Stalin. I just thought he was with Italy because I forgot about Mussolini.
And Mussolini.
Fuck.
Number four.
Right. I think it's where I climb back, hopefully.
So you guys are you up 2-0 right now?
He's up 2-0. Right. I have to climb back here. Ooh. I have to hope he got this one wrong. I don't think he did, though.
What continent is the Sahara Desert located in?
Do you want to start?
Africa.
It's Africa.
By Toto.
It's Africa. I'm
3-1.
It's 3-1. I'm fucked. Even if I get this one right.
Yeah, that's not.
I didn't get this one right.
Damn it.
What popular Italian dessert consists of layers of coffee-soaked ladyfingers and mascarpone? I don't know how to say that word. Cheese. Often dusted with cocoa powder.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
It's not tiramisu, but that's what I wrote.
Oh, I also wrote tiramisu.
Oh, is that it?
It is tiramisu.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It has ladyfingers in it?
That's what I thought, too. I thought that was odd. But then he said the cheese, and then he said the powder.
The
I was like...
Yeah, like, those clicked, but I was like, ladyfingers?
Ladyfingers?
Like, is that... Sure,
yeah, that's the little... do you know what ladyfingers are?
They're I know
cookie,
they are,
like
yeah.
A cookie,
yeah,
right?
I didn't know they're in that.
Yeah, they're just super soaked.
And they're super thin. So they must be thin, too.
Is that just at the bottom? I didn't
it's
realize...
It's layered.
Yeah, it's layered, yep.
I didn't realize they... got that fucking soggy.
Yeah.
Oh, they get so... That's kind of why I don't like tiramisu.
I didn't know that they were cookies in there. I just thought it was just part of the cake or whatever.
That's what I thought, too.
Fuck.
Not this time.
All right, can I do this?
Yeah, I'm going to do this. Let's just squirt it right in our mouth.
I'm fine with that, dude.
Enjoy.
I'll go first.
Yeah, hey, you should turn that into water ice. All
right, I'll do it in my mouth.
It's not good.
It's so much.
Wow, Lord. Yeah, shake it up. Get the bits in there. Ooh.
Oh, that was a lot.
Oh, the face. Oh, the face.
He made
the face.
Yeah, he made
it. It's good for you, though. It's fine.
That was stanking.
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
Lemon juice is good for you.
Yeah, it's really good for you.
I don't think so.
That's why you drink... You ever drink lemon water? It's good for you.
Sean, what do you think?
I don't think.
What about?
Sometimes.
How about?
Nah.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to be real with you.
Bro,
not with this again. Not with this.
I'm going to be honest.
He's not here.
All right. You guys want another drink or?
Sure, dude.
You calling out tomorrow?
Probably.
Yes.
That's what I usually do.
You're trashed.
I'm walking to work.
That's what I usually do. I'm walking home. I'm walking to work. I'm going to walk back here and get my car, so
yes.
Stay put.
All right, next round.